This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Coach Talk. Y'all know we're back to that. I don't know, my words are just okay. This is your host, Coach E, and thank you for tuning in. I am really excited about having this young lady on my show tonight. We're going to talk about her entrepreneurial success and her journey. One of the things as a business and finance coach is I get to meet some awesome people and I get to talk to them and really hear their story and their journey and learn so much. I learn just like y'all learn, right? Just like y'all learn from me, I be learning from y'all. And so tonight I brought on with me Miss Tamara Taylor. She is the principal broker and owner of Exit Resource Realty. And I brought her on tonight so we could talk about her journey as an entrepreneur. So good evening, Ms. Taylor. How are you?
Good evening. I am well. And thank you, as always, for having me. I'm excited about tonight's conversation.
Okay. Well, look, I don't think we should prolong it. I mean, before we get fully into the meats and potatoes.
Yes.
I was about to say the meats and the potatoes, but the meat and potatoes. Yes. Coach E is I am having some issues tonight articulating. And maybe that's because I had a full day today. Okay.
Yes, so okay.
In the morning. But can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself? And then we'll just kind of roll from there.
Sure. As you had mentioned, I am Tamara Taylor, the principal broker of Exit Resource Realty. Just to share a little bit about my own story, if that's okay. I come from a line of realtors, and there was a specific young lady that was having a hard time trying to find a realtor that was about the people, that really cared about the people and not just about the dollar and the commission. And not only do I come from a line of realtors, but I was that little one years ago, a young lad way back when, that was looking for something more fulfilling. I was working at a job that I just really wasn't happy at, and I was looking for something fulfilling. I needed to just experience something new from where I was, and I've experienced different various, I don't say homelessness, but I've gone through different stages of my home ownership. And I was blessed and fortunate to be able to purchase my first house at the age of 24. And I want to allow and show other people that it's a possibility, that not just a possibility, but you can do it, and how to curate those steps to be able to get there.
So let's kind of back up a little bit, because we started out with who you are. So like you said, you're the principal broker of Exit Resource Realty.
Yes.
You said that you came from a line of realtors, and you said there was a little birdie. Y'all, she was talking about me. Okay.
Talking about her.
Mm-hmm. There's a little birdie that that was looking for a realtor at that time. I was a loan officer at a brokerage, and we were during that time where it was before the housing crash of 2008.
Yeah.
So there was all kinds of subprime loans out there, mm-hmm. and all kinds of people looking for houses. And it was my thing was the people that normally could not qualify for a house, I wanted to make it mm-hmm. available for them. So I help people with troubled credit. And I help people that their income, I wanted them all in affordable stuff.
Yes.
That they could pay for, but I knew that they didn't have a lot of money. Their income was enough to take care of their day-to-day expenses. So when you talked about a whole bunch of savings, it wasn't there. So finding realtors that at that time as a loan officer, we could give up commission to get people into houses.
Right.
So finding realtors that were in that same place as I was, look, you know, I'm here to make the money, but I'm also here to make a difference.
Yes. It was
challenging.
Yeah.
So we, I kind of voiced where I was to Tamara, and I told her, I need you to go get your license. I didn't even realize, people, that she was going until she told me she signed up for the course. And I was like, oh, is that all it took?
It was the right time, and yes, I signed up quickly.
Yeah, so fast forwarding, here we are. She's gone through the journey as a realtor. So can you talk to everyone? Because you gave us what your mission or your purpose or your heart is, right? So, but can you talk to everyone about when you graduated the class, when you took class, you successfully passed the exam. Can you talk about that moment and you finding your first, finding your home as a realtor? What that looked like, and were you even at a place of seeing at that time that you would have your own brokerage?
No, I didn't. I was young and I thought that I was coming in, and at that time the market was great, you know. So being that we coined the dream team, you know, and people were knowing, starting to kind of know of us, because like you said, you were in that help stage and I was fresh out the gate. So I didn't know anything. So for me, it was all brand new and I was just excited, kind of like a sponge, just getting it all in. And the first company that I remember going to really set the stage with training, really kind of honing in, because as a new agent, you don't know. When you pass the exam, that's what it shows you, how to pass the exam, but it doesn't show you how to really sit and talk, to listen, what things to look for, how to go out and get your first client, who's going to be your niche, who's going to be your target audience, how are you going to help them, what's going to be different from you than all the other realtors that are out there.
So let me ask you this, you know, now I have to be the devil's advocate, right?
Yes.
So, you know, first thing new agents are saying is, I understand you're offering training. I want training, but I want it on my time and in my way. Were you like that? Was it kind of your time, your way, initially, because you were so hungry that you were ready to get out there?
Initially, I just was for the training. So it wasn't necessarily my time or on my way, because I didn't know what my way was at that moment. I just wanted to know, how can I be successful in this industry? How can I make plenty of money? Because that's what a lot of people hear when they hear realtors in real estate. And then what was that process? Because honestly, I wasn't sure too much of what to expect. So I can't say, well, I just wanted my training this particular way, because the way that I received my training was a little different than what I expected, to be honest. But it required the commitment.
So when you said it was a little different, how different was it?
It was different because there was a certain amount of hours that you were required to do every day that you had to show up. So where now you have more part-time agents or agents that kind of want to kind of step out and find their own way, which is understandable. You might want to find your own way, but there are certain basics that are needed and required. And going through that training, being required to show up, make a certain amount of phone calls, really gleaning from those that have done it, was really helpful in me being able to move throughout the real estate and sustain as long as I have.
So, but you were also a little unique, because I remember as being a team, you kind of came into the business with business already waiting for you.
I did, and a lot of people don't have that. That is a rare occasion. But that was really helpful because I already, when I came in, I remember I was partnering with someone that kind of was showing me the ropes and helping me with certain terminology and lingo to kind of prepare me because I was brand new and I was shadowing them through the process. And then it helped me to put my spin on it from there as to, okay, this is how they show, this is what they do. And then I was able to incorporate and kind of put Tamara's spin on it.
Yeah. So that was, you know, I guess it's a little bit different. Either you're, you know, in your case, you came in with the business and like you said, you were, I guess it was more hands-on. Someone had to get in the field with you to help you go show houses, to show you that process. So your training was not like everybody else's training. If I remember straight or correctly, you actually came out of training before. I think because you closed a certain amount of deals, you were able. So your training, it kind of got, I guess, what is the best word? It got.
I will say it got fast-tracked a little bit because the unique thing was most other realtors that were brand new, like you said, they didn't necessarily have business already. I was blessed and able to come in with business. So it was really kind of getting assistance to work the deals and the clients that I already had. And I was able to fast track out a little bit sooner because of that, because I already kind of was grasping and having that one-to-one and that hands-on. So the group coaching or the group settings just kind of helped what I was already learning from the one-to-one mentorship that I was receiving.
So, you know, you came into the industry with that. And so then you stayed at that location for a while. And I remember you, you know, went to a few companies and I remember you went to one company that gave you 100% finance. I mean, 100% commission. Mm-hmm. And so kind of talk to everyone about that experience and how it kind of shaped where you went from that point. Because I'm not going to take your thunder, but you go ahead and kind of talk about that because, you know, we talk about the highs, but we also got to talk about some of the lows too, you know, because everybody wants to make all of that money, but sometimes it just doesn't work that way. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
I will. It's so funny because, you know, when you think about a lot of the companies now kind of emulate that model of 100%, but back then they were kind of the rare company because a lot of people weren't doing 100%. But with that model, you had no training, no support, no nothing. So, you know, that conversation that I remember you and I had of 100% of zero is zero, that's kind of where I was because I had no support, no help. It was just kind of the Lone Ranger. I felt isolated. And I was the only one kind of coming into the office where the other setting I was at, there were always people in the office. It was always the camaraderie, always people there to kind of help you and to challenge and push you. This, you were just kind of by yourself. And the broker kind of looked at me like, why are you here? Why are you kind of showing up? You know, you're the only one coming in consistently. And I'm like, well, that's kind of what I was used to. So, unfortunately, that operation did not last and stay in business. And I ended up having to find somewhere else to put my license.
But you were going to move regardless.
Oh, yeah, I was going to move regardless. It just was the timing. So when I was told, I was already in the mindset because it just wasn't working. I wasn't getting the support. I was not getting the training. I just wasn't getting anything. So when you're thinking about 100% and you're left to kind of just do it all and just kind of send in whatever you have whenever you get something, it doesn't give you the push and the excitement and the camaraderie and the brother and sisterhood that we have as agents. You know, when we come in and we work together, run different scenarios, and we have like those little round table discussions and things like that. All of that was off the table. And for me, I was looking at the dollar. I was looking at 100%. I got this. But when it came down to it, there were so many pieces of my business that was missing and lagging. And it was a detriment. And I end up realizing that, okay, this is just not working. And I had to make the transition somewhere else.
So even kind of going back, you were kind of still a newbie. You were under what? Under 10 years? Well, really under 5.
Yeah, I think I was still under 5 years. I don't even think I made 5 at that time. Yeah.
Okay. So you were still kind of a newbie. And we talked about you came in right before, probably a few years before, a couple of years before the housing bubble, right? So you came in and everything was gravy. And then all of a sudden, things started tightening up. And so as you know, when things tighten up, lenders are not as forgiving to give you approval letters for your clients. And so you get more denials than you get approvals. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to learn during that time as well how to navigate business so that we did start getting more approvals. But so you had to find the niche products inside of the portfolio. And I think at that time, everyone started running over to FHA and VA, which are still some of the more prominent loan programs that are out, that are being used now. I think FHA, VA, USDA, very prominent. And then you got your banks that have some portfolio. And when I say portfolio, these are programs that are specific to that particular bank or lender. So, you know, as time transitioned, we had to transition too, right?
Yeah, we had to transition with it. You know, things kind of shifted and our business reflected that shift. So we had to kind of pivot and make some decisions as well.
Yeah. And so when we think about during that time, like you said, you were still a newbie.
I was chasing the dollar and
And you were not only a newbie, but you were experiencing the highs and the lows of real estate, kind of like what we're experiencing now, if we kind of fast forward, right? But before we do, we're going to stop for this commercial break and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Are you tired of riding through neighborhoods, hoping and wishing one day it can be you? Well, stop the car and shut the front door. Today is your day. Contact the professionals at Exit Resource Realty. We can help you whether you're buying, selling, or just in the market and not sure where to start. We have resources no matter what stage of the game you're at. Contact us today at 804-509-5999. Again, that number is 804-509-5999. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
Attention small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airways. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this evening's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and tonight we have in the studio with us Ms. Tamara Taylor, Principal Broker of Exit Resource Realty, and we're talking about from ground zero to entrepreneurial success, and we're discussing her journey in entrepreneurship and what it has looked like and how it's shaping and how she's been able to maneuver and have the success that she has in the industry. Mm-hmm. I do want to put a caveat here. A lot of times we talk about entrepreneurship And we miss that independent contractors, because real estate agents are independent contractors. So they're small business owners. And you're building a business inside of a business. So some of these, and we'll use Exit Resource Realty as an example. That's the brand, that's a business, right? And so every agent that comes under Exit is building their business under the Exit umbrella.
Yes.
So as we're moving through some of these conversations, I just kind of wanted to put that out there and why she's talking about support and training and things, because normally, well, depending on what umbrella you go under, and you can kind of feed from here, Tam, move from here, depending on what umbrella you go under or what commission package you accept may determine, you know, some of these factors.
That is correct. And everybody's desire or wants could be a little bit different, especially if you are newbie agents. Newbies are going to need a little bit more, because as a newer agent, as I stated, when you're excited, you freshly get licensed, you don't know which way to go. And so having that on one-to-one on-site training is really going to be beneficial to help really guide you and launch you. Because one, we have legal things that we want to make sure that we're in compliance legally. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize our license after we work so hard to obtain it. But then also we want to make sure that we're servicing our clients, and what are the best ways to do that? What are the best practices as agents? When we're thinking about showing property and safety issues, when we're thinking about writing contracts and what is going to be beneficial for your client. So you want to have all of that is going to be beneficial in what option. And I know we kind of talk about commission and things of that nature, but your structure and what you need, your commission is only one piece. So whatever brokerage, and especially as we stated, just using Exit Resource as an example, you want to be well-rounded so that you're getting all of it. You're getting, you know, a nice commission, but also there are other pieces beyond just commission that, you know, okay, I have access to the broker. I have access to mentorship. I have access to online training. I have access to sales meetings and trainings that are going on in the office. Those are the things that you want to make sure that your brokerage is offering, because that's going to help you, because it's going to help build you personally and professionally.
So those are the things that I guess you found to be beneficial for you.
I do. And even for me, one of the biggest things that I'm really working on, transparency, is my personal development. Because I didn't realize until being in this position how important personal development. You kind of hear it, but really taking the time to implement it has really been imperative. Because as a leader and you're building people, you can't pour from an empty cup. And so understanding certain aspects is really, really important. And so it's something that I've learned along the way of this journey.
So let's kind of go back a little bit, because before we went for commercial break, we kind of talked about the changes in the market. And you know, even though things that are happening now is not exactly like what happened then. But when we look at the real estate market, I'm pretty sure there were a lot of agents in the business back then. And then when things got tight, a lot of agents left the business. And so I'm thinking that these are some things that are probably happening now, that there's a transition happening with the agents.
There are transition, and for those that may have been following the NAR with the commissions and a lot of different things that are going on right now, you're going to have people, because some people got into the business various reasons, and there are going to be some people that are just going to be aging and retiring out, that just feel like, hey, you know what? I've had enough. I've got my years in, and I just want to go ahead and transition to something else. You have some that just say, you know what? This is a little more challenging than what I had expected, because they came in with a false pretense clients and a false perspective on what the real estate market or what a new business may entail. Because like you stated, it's a business within a business. So you're going to have people that are going to start transitioning their way out. And then you're going to have some people that also are going to start transitioning in and say, you know what? I'm not scared. I want to jump in with full feet and we're going to make this thing happen because I've already been, you know, kind of doing it. Or maybe you have an investor that says, you know, I want to actually get my license and come on in and do a different role in real estate. So things are always cyclical. And that's one of those things where you have people that'll leave and people that'll come back in.
So let's kind of talk about that, because you said something that false expectations of real estate. So, you know, I know that real estate is 100% commission. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You show up to do the job and you make money, or you don't show up and you don't make anything. And I think I want to break that down a little bit. You eat what you kill. You know, that's one of the terminologies. In other words, that if you're not out there looking for new business, if you're not out there closing new business, then you're not in business. So, you know, I know there have been times because, you know, success comes with failures, right? And I say that because, and I say failures very loosely. Because we've gotten so, let me just back up. We have become a society where we are afraid to admit that failures happen. We put all kinds of spins on it. But failures is a part of the journey. If I told you some of my failures, right, y'all would be like, dang, coach. What about you, Tam? You know, if you can think about some of the failures that you had, and you know, and if you're open to sharing, you know, some, you know, maybe one or two of them, and how you pulled away, you know, just so that people will understand, like in real estate, it looks so much fun. Like this is one of those glorified positions because you see it all over the TV, you know, everybody, I'm that $1 million realtor and all these things. So you make real estate look like it is just like the position.
I know, right? We up there with the doctors and lawyers.
And yet, That's just an illusion of not saying that you can't make that kind of money, because there are transactions, I'm pretty sure, that you can make that kind of money. But there's the other side of it. The sides where you're not making that kind of money and you sit there like, Lord, am I going to keep my license? Lord, matter of fact, are we going to keep some lights?
That part. And that's the reality that a lot of people don't talk about. And so for me, when I first decided to open up, we were not Exit Resource Realty. We were actually Community Real Estate Group, and we were CRG to the death. But through that process, it was very humbling. Because it taught me some stages that I could have done things different. It taught me areas that I kind of skipped steps because, you know, you kind of, oh, I don't need that. I'll put that on the back burner or I'll get to that later. And later either never comes, or when later does come and it's like, ooh, it's a little too late. And so going through that was a challenge for me because, you know, Community Real Estate Group was my first baby. And it was what I birthed from the pandemic. And I was like, yes, you know, I had high hopes. I saw the vision of where I wanted it to go. But at the end, I also had to pivot and make some decisions on what was going to be best in order to grow the brand, grow the brokerage, and to provide what was essential for me. And the essential parts that I really wanted to hone in on was the training aspect, because I understand how important it is, especially being a new agent. Even though seasoned agents will still need some training, especially with newer agents, they need that extra love and support and handholding. So I wanted to align myself with a company that had the technology that I was looking for, the training that I was looking for, because I wanted to be able to offer training online and offline and still be able to keep a fair commission structure. And so doing some research and homework and having some various appointments is why I made that decision to align with Exit Resource Realty, because it was best for the expansion. Yeah.
So let me just kind of, because I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So what you're saying is that you started your company originally under mm-hmm. a different name.
Yeah.
And you cut some corners, like some of us always want to do, right? Everybody wants to get to the destination. Get to the destination.
And we're going to stay some steps to get there.
And so you got into the process and you realized, I skipped some essential steps. Yeah. Yes, and the essential steps that I skipped is now affecting the journey that I'm on. And so you found that in that you had to, like you said, pivot, and you realized you needed some help. And so you looked for, I guess, to go under a franchise, which a lot of times franchises provide additional support, additional help. And that's why you chose Exit.
That is correct, because they were able to provide the additional support and resources that I was looking for. They really honed in on those parts that I skipped, because yeah, I did. I wanted the fast, quick way, but there is no fast, quick way to success in business. And that was one of the lessons that I learned. Every step is necessary and needed. So you're doing yourself a disservice when you're thinking, oh, I can kind of put that on the back burner, or I don't have to address that. And that's what happened. And so when I needed to kind of find that even playing field and kind of rescue out, that was where Exit came in, because they were able to kind of help with the coaching, the training, and some vital parts that I missed out on.
Okay. Okay, so we you talked about you're entering into the industry, right? This is because you didn't own a business before then. Am I correct with that?
You are correct. I did not. This was the first time that I've owned a business. This is the first time that I said, I'm going to step out. We're going to do this. I'm going to open up my own standalone, and I'm going to try
to. Well, even before then, let's go back, because even as a realtor, even as an agent, before you became a principal broker, you never owned a business prior to that, right? Not.
This was all fresh and brand new. All fresh.
Okay. So I know you leaped in because you were like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Business is waiting for me. I want to help people. I want flexibility. I want to be in control of my dollar. I'm going all in.
All
and
in.
And then once you landed, and everything began to sell. Yeah, that deep breath. Is that what you had to do? You had to take a deep breath?
I did.
And talk about that moment when you realize, oh man, I'm all the way out here in the deep.
That's why I was like, where's my life jacket? Because I'm sitting here searching like, what did I get myself into? Tamara, what have you done? Like, okay, I'm here. How do I move forward? I need help. Like, I was on a sinking ship and my hand was raised above the water trying to get somebody to SOS and help me, because I didn't understand the real estate. I knew I could buy and sell. I can help you all day with getting your home listed, finding you grants, getting this contract done. That I knew. But when it came down to business etiquette, how to properly align, how to put money into your business, how to properly scale your business, how that you have to, you can't take everything from personal. You have to make sure that your business is able to sustain on its own. I didn't understand any of that because it was new to me.
So let's talk about this for a second, because this is a twofold, and I'm happy you kind of went there, because, you know, even as an agent, you have to learn that it is a business.
It is.
So not just having a brokerage, but even as an agent. And I want to stop there, because I did an episode last week where we talked about, you know, separating your personal from your business. And that seems to be something that people struggle with, right? Especially, you know, you in your mind, all I want to do is sell or, you know, provide a service. And you're like, all of that other stuff is doesn't matter. And what you're saying is that you got out there, you started making all that money, and you started utilizing all of that money. That's what you was. That's what you're saying. And, you know, in a nice manner, you know, trying to keep it cute. But we're gonna go ahead and call it spade a spade.
Call it out.
You were in your 20s, early 30s, and you was making all of that money. And as soon as the money came, you was spending. Yep. And you were back at, oh, man, I got a business for real? Like, so reality
hit. Oh, I got rent.
Ooh. Right. So and I'm happy you went there. So you not only were you looking at it from a professional or business standpoint, like, okay, I had, like, why didn't I keep money for marketing? Why did I keep money for this and that and the other? Then you're like, what was I thinking of over here on the personal side? Like, how did I spend all of my money and not take care of my personal affairs? So you realize that, wait a minute, there are some things that are going on with me that need to be addressed, because certain things should have been handled. Correct. But I'm assuming it wasn't just because I was making the money. I'm assuming that this is during the time things started slowing down. And so you had to build, transactions won't just fall in your lap anymore.
Right. And transactions, yeah, when they're not falling in your lap, you have to go out and make sure that you're out there to get those transactions, or you at a feast or famine.
Right. And I'm assuming this is what you're talking about, is your time of feast of famine, where you're looking like, oh boy, that I'm out here now. I'm so far out here. I got to do one of two things. Either I'm a sink or swim.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have to figure out if we're going to do the back float, doggy paddle, or I'm just going to go down.
You hit it, girl. You hit it. Because at one point, I think I did them all. I was swimming, I was diving, I was under the water, the sharks was around me.
Oh my
God. Entire experience. And you're trying to figure out where you're pulling from. Because when your personal is dried up and your business is dried up, where are you getting money from? How are you able to sustain and keep yourself with feeling like you're not going crazy? Like, literally, like, okay, I am sinking. I don't know what else to do. And how am I going to stay afloat? Because I have my business that has to sustain. I have a business in a business. And then I still have personal that got to get resolved.
So, like you said, it was a feast of famine. So during this time, you started learning some stuff about yourself.
I did. And I will tell you, not everything that you see about yourself do you like, which is why I also said earlier about the part about personal development, because it came from seeing parts of myself and realizing, this, I don't like this. Oh, I need to really work on that. And also try not to be in that self-pity place, because that's the hard part. When you see certain things about yourself and then you start spiraling and it's like, okay, no. Okay. I know I'm jacked up right now, but we're going to have to address one thing at a time and working through your emotion, but then also working through what's going on and changing your behaviors.
So, you know, I hold on, because you said working through your emotions. And I know that we used to, we still have the nonprofit. We just haven't done any workshops. But I remember I used to always fuss at you. There's no feelings in business.
We surely did all the time. And I wore my feelings on my sleeve. You're going to get all of this today.
And so, you know, when I would say that, I, you know, and yes, you would take offense at times, but I think through the years, you got to see that when you bring your feelings into business, you really cause business to stifle because you're whatever you're feeling at that moment, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a bad feeling, a good feeling, an in-between feeling, but that feeling is should not be making the decision for your business. You should be making decisions on facts and historical data and statistics and, you know, wisdom, right? Discernment, right? All of these things. But when you realize, okay, I'm bringing my emotions into business, so talk to us. How did you resolve that? Or are you still working on that name?
Okay, I was going to say, I'm not going to sit here and lie. We're not at resolve yet. We are at working on. And it is something daily that I have to kind of be mindful of, because things are going to happen. And I got to ask myself, which Tamara is going to show up? Because I don't want the emotional, because I want to have a temper tantrum, or I'm angry, or this is happening and it didn't go the way that I wanted. So it is a daily work through, because some moments are I can handle and it's like, yep, I got it. And some moments it's like, okay, God, I got to step back for a second, because I need to be able to talk and kind of process this out, because I don't want to just come and lash out or let my emotions do the talking in business. So I have to kind of step back for a second. And it is a daily, daily work through.
And so, you know, one of the pieces that I like to ask people is, what do you define as success, right? And I know you and I have had that conversation, but when did you realize, like, yo, I am really basing success on something? Like,
I was basing my success on money. And I've realized no matter how much you're chasing it, and being in certain situations that I've been in, it allowed me to see, no, that's my success. It's not based on what I have. It's not based on what's in my bank account. And it was a wake-up call for me to kind of understand success is really deeper than that. And I had to even kind of take a step back to myself. Like, I've accomplished some things. Now, I've gone through some failures and some setbacks, but I've still been I've still successful. And I had to change my perception, because I wanted to attach it to something tangible that I could get my hands on, but that's not the case. So it took going through some things for me to realize, chick, you got the wrong mindset.
When you began to adjust your thinking around what success was to you, did it help at all in your journey with moving forward in your business?
It did help in moving forward, because my thought process wasn't based on just the financial, and it wasn't just based on what I could actually hold or what I consider as just a tangible. So it allowed me to see how I treat my clients, how I talk with them, how I help them, certain things that I do to make sure that their transactions are successful. You know, it allowed me to see from a different perspective the level of success, and understanding that as I'm growing, as I'm moving, that I am still successful, even through the, as you stated, you know, failures are going to come. And that was hard for me to learn, because I used to associate having something wrong or something fail or go a different way than I expected as, oh my God, it would just be this monumental event in my life that I felt like I just failed at everything. But that isn't the case. And even now I have to remind myself of that, because sometimes in my head it's like, okay, I know it, but I know it, you know? And sometimes that emotion can come out that will try to challenge, but it's like, no, I am successful. I am okay. And this right here may not have ended or gone in the way that I had anticipated or wanted or sought out, but even still, there's something to have been learned from that. So what am I going to learn to implement? What am I going to grow? What am I going to do to use that information to help me to pivot and do something different when I'm faced again with that similar situation?
Okay. Well, we're going to take another commercial break and we'll be right back. And this again, thank you for tuning in to Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E. And we have tonight with us Ms. Tamara Taylor, Principal Broker of Exit Resource Realty, talking to us about her journey to success. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Joanna Heiske, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
Are you tired of riding through neighborhoods hoping and wishing one day it can be you? Well, stop the car and shut the front door. Today is your day. Contact the professionals at Exit Resource Realty. We can help you whether you're buying, selling, or just in the market and not sure where to start. We have resources no matter what stage of the game you're at. Contact us today at 804-509-5999. Again, that number is 804-509-5999. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airways. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
All right, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and we have on the show with me tonight Ms. Tamara Taylor, Principal Broker of Exit Resource Realty. And we're talking about from ground zero to entrepreneurial success. I just messed that up, y'all. From ground zero to entrepreneurial success. Boy, I'm telling you, I need to get some more rest, y'all. And we've been talking about some really great things tonight. We talked about her journey coming into the industry and the things that she received at that time. We talked about, some of the decisions she made that were not necessarily best decisions based on, certain things that were driving forces at that time. But then we also talked about, her discovering herself, discovering who she was, and really the leader inside of her. And in that journey of discovering who that is, she had to go through some more things in order to be able to come up a little higher. And so if we could just kind of stop right there for a moment. One thing I find with business is that, or with people, let's just not even say with business, but with people, it's normally accepting that there are some things that we're not going to do perfect. There's just those things, right? And I don't think it's intentional that we do it. I think that when you have a series of things happening back to back, you kind of put on that exterior of I can't believe this is happening type of thing. And so Tamara, can you talk to us a little bit? And then we gotta wrap up.
Already that went quickly.
I know, but can you kind of talk a little bit about that in your journey?
So for me in my journey, I understand being a broker, you're going to be leading and you want to be able to lead from a place where people are able to see certain qualities inside of you. And going through, because at certain times in your career, for me anyway, of what I experienced was, there were times of the beat up, there were times of being, you know, frustrated, times of, again, you know, you kind of wish there's certain things that you may have done different and how you could implement. But through it all, the acceptance part is one of, for me, was one of the harder parts, because I didn't want, at first it was hard because I didn't want to acknowledge that this was an area I fell short. But one thing I've realized is I have to own it, because it's my journey, it's my story. So accepting that, yeah, I cut corners, accepting that there were some things that I didn't do right that I wish I would have did a little different, accepting that, whoo, this lesson right here was a lot, but I survived, I made it. I've taken that shame, you know, because shame and guilt will come into play when it comes to acceptance. And I've had to kind of work through those, again, emotions. What does that feel like? You know, how did that make me feel in the inside? And, you know, because you also think about other people's opinions of you and kind of having to say, you know what, I can't worry about other people's opinions. I have to kind of focus on my own journey, and I have to accept where I am, accept where I have been, because it's made me who I am today. And as I'm constantly going through the lessons of life, because there are going to be more mistakes that I am going to make, and understanding it is okay, because it's a part of my story, it's a part of who I am, and it's a part of my success journey. Because without those failures, I would not have learned. Without certain failures, I would not have grown. Without that, there are some times that my prayer life might not have been as strong as it is. But it's through those moments it has accepted and allowed me to see. Doesn't mean that I'm less of a person. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It just means that I'm human, and I've learned, and I'm working through those areas that I don't necessarily like about myself, or I see that need some improvement and change, because I want to make sure that I am the best and not just showing up for me, but who I'm called to lead and help get them through their career, helping them through their real estate journey. So I want to make sure that my cup is full, that I'm pouring from.
Well, thank you, Tamara, for joining us tonight on Coach Talk. I think that's such a profound place for us to wrap up our night. Tamara, if someone wants to reach out to you about an opportunity of being an agent with Exit Resource Realty, or maybe they're saying, look, I've gone to your website and I see that you're helping people buy houses and you're using grant money to do it. Yes. How do they contact you?
The easiest way is to hit me on my cell phone. It is attached to me, and you can call or text. And my number is 804-519-7676. It's easy to remember. 804-519-7676.
Y'all, she done had that number for a gazillion years, okay?
And I will hold on to that number. I have clients from 10 plus years that will call or text to say, is this still your number? Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, look, Tamara, thank you so much for joining tonight's episode of Coach Talk.
Coach T, I apologize for having me.
That's okay. That's okay. We enjoyed our conversation tonight. It was, you talked openly, and thank you so much. I'm always a believer that someone somewhere needs to hear not just the glitz, but they also need to hear, you know, okay, what happens when you get low, then you come back up, you know, because that's the excitement. Yes. About entrepreneurship and owning your own business is that we take risk every day. Right? We take risks. We try to mitigate our risks, but we take risks. Starting your business and knowing that you are that sole proprietor of income at that moment, that's a risk. What happens? You're betting on yourself. Yes. Can I really do it? Yes. And then the other risk is, oh boy, here we go.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is that I just want to encourage everyone that is listening to tonight's episode, maybe you're in a place in your business where your things are not looking great. Because remember, we all go in a circle, or, you know, I don't want to say a circle because I don't want it to seem like we're going in cycles. But, you know, there are seasons in everybody's business. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are seasons in everybody's business. There are seasons where we're really successful, and there are seasons when we're not so successful. Mm-hmm. And then there's that in-between season that we're gearing up for either one. And the bottom line is, no matter where you are at in your season of business, just keep in mind that you were built for this.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. You were built for this. Doesn't matter if anyone co-signs you, affirms you, gives you the good job. It doesn't matter. You were built for this. You can stand and do it because you were called to it. And so my prayer is that no matter where you are, that you continue to develop as a leader, that you will continue to develop other people, right? We want to make extensions of ourselves. That's why we recruit and hire employees. They are duplicating us. And that's why you do it. So make sure that you are just giving it all that you got. Now, if you have not liked and followed Coach Talk or Harpsale Media and Entertainment, make sure you go to Facebook and Instagram and like and follow us, please. We want you to stay in tune because we got some exciting stuff that's getting ready to happen. I'm telling you, we're amping up. We're taking it a step further and a step further and a step further. So you don't want to miss this upcoming announcement that's about to happen. This is Coach E. I love you guys. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening, and we will be back together tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel.
Good night.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.